This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Now, the Midsummer Festival is well underway with events being held all over the city, also in regional areas as well. But the Pride March is one of the most iconic Midsummer major events. It's on Sunday, Feb 4, and you're invited to march with Joy for our 30th birthday. Just head to joy.org.au and register your details. We're trying to get a massive, massive marching team. The City of Port Phillip, though, has been a major supporter of Pride March from the beginning as it runs down Fitzroy Street here in St Kilda. But it's not the only midsummer event being held in the council. Heather Consuelo is the mayor of the City of Port Phillip. Heather, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Heather, before we talk about the Pride March, let's talk about the City of Port Phillip. How inclusive is it as a council?
Very inclusive. If you're talking about the work and the staff, we have our own Pride network for the staff, which is very supportive in hosting several events for significant days on the LGBTIQA+ calendar, including Ida Harbour and Wear It Purple Day.
Now, you've chosen to be a major partner again of the Midsummer Festival. Why do you choose to do that?
Well, we've been a proud supporter from the very beginning. It is a wonderful day to show off the area, but also that we are very inclusive and that we want people to come to the area and celebrate.
Now, one of the things that I like that you do is you've got a flag-raising ceremony. I think you live stream it as well. Talk about that.
Yes, so that's coming up this Tuesday, the 30th of January at 3:30 p.m. It'll be on the front lawn of the St. Kilda Town Hall. And yes, if you're not able to attend in person, you will be able to watch online on our Facebook page. But this year, we are very lucky to be having a performance by Ed Moon, performing two songs. And there'll also be some important speeches to kick off the Pride March, essentially the week of it.
How excited is Council about the Pride March being held in St Kilda this year again?
Oh, absolutely. I haven't picked on my outfit, but thinking about it every day, a little bit more stress as it gets closer.
Will you be marching?
Oh, absolutely. We're up front. We're not the first group. We get the Dykes on Bikes first, usually,
then
we're about the third group that goes. So, very exciting.
Fantastic. Now, often I find on, and it can be a little bit frustrating, is access to the area on the day. Do you know if there's going to be extra public transport, or what's the best way to get to Pride March?
Public transportation is absolutely the way to go. I'm sure you could find a bike or a scooter as well. But getting there early, especially if you're marching into the marshalling area, is pretty important. And it's a bit of its own party, people hanging out, seeing people, looking at the amazing outfits. So get there early.
That is the Mayor of the City of Port Phillip, Heather Consuelo. You're on Joy Drive.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.